Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Trender Loving Care, TLC. I'm Jack O'Brien. That's Miles Gray. Trending title is courtesy of somebody whose name I didn't write down, so I'm going to find that by the end of this episode.
Okay.
A nice, vigorous shouting out. But before we get to that, let's talk about four things that are trending. The name Bolsonaro is trending.
Who is it? What is it? Who's this guy? What does it mean? What place is it?
You seen this guy? You heard about this guy?
Oh, man.
Fascist,
yeah.
Brazilian dictator Javier Bolsonaro.
President. I mean, yeah, you know, yeah, I guess we'll use those terms interchangeably. But yeah, he, you know, the dude who was like, I'm too macho to get COVID-19. Well, cue up the Ghanaian pallbearer track. Because he has tested positive for COVID-19. At first, it was funny that, like, I felt like the first thing I saw was, like, he's experiencing symptoms of COVID-19.
Right.
And I was like, what does that even mean as a news headline? And now, like, okay, yes, he's tested positive. Because I'm sure at a certain point, I can't imagine how toxic, like a toxic man like Jair Bolsonaro is going to have COVID and try and, like, wave it off like it ain't shit. Like, nah, I'm good. I'm fine. I'm just like really hot and fatigued, and like this is really awful. Call a doctor. I haven't smelled anything.
Yeah,
it's just like awful. Because like on one hand, like you know, whenever we see these terrible leaders like contract it, you're like, yeah, fucking karma. Then you really is the damage has already been done in so many of these countries when these leaders have refused to take the threat of the virus seriously. So
yeah,
he has COVID, so that's why that is trending.
Mm. Yeah, we'll see how it does. It is interesting how much they tried to like soft pedal that reveal.
he has symptoms,
right?
Okay, why did you even tell us that?
Like, yeah, just.
Don't tell him I have COVID. Tell him I have symptoms. Tell him I have symptoms.
Picture him in his palace, just like. Coughing brutally, like unable to breathe, but yeah. Like trying to keep a straight face and look tough. Joe Shapiro is trending, and you may be asking, who is this guy? What's this guy?
Yeah, who's this guy? What is it? In the Mary Trump book.
Yeah, new Mary Trump joint dropping. They moved it up a couple weeks, so it's dropping, I think, next week. Really dark book called Too Much Never Enough about Trump's upbringing. Horrifying stories of, you know, child abuse on the part of his father. He was abused, according to Mary Trump. But one specific that gets dropped is that he knew he wasn't a good test taker. His sister like did his homework for him, I guess. Like that's the only way he got through school. And then he realized, I'm going to need to have good test scores to get into Wharton. So he had somebody named with the last name Shapiro take his test for him, paid him handsomely. And people traced it back to they think it's somebody named Joe Shapiro.
Yeah. I mean, I'm shocked that Donald Trump would pay someone to take a test for him. Because he's so smart, and he's such an astute business person, and he can like just see the matrix before everyone else. You know, shout out to him. You know,
Do they know who Joe Shapiro is? Like, have they?
No, I think a lot of people are trying to like locate him now.
Yeah, I mean, what anybody who's doing the work to try to track this dude down, all power to you. What could this possibly change about anything?
Even this book, right? Like, I don't know. The thing that it's going to hurt most is just Trump himself, like in his own mind. Other than that, like, it doesn't really. People aren't going to read it, and like his supporters, are like, what he what? Right.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? No, not anymore. Not after this. So, you know, it's just astute business.
You
want to chum the waters, and that's what you do.
I don't think it's more credible coming from a family member. I feel like I just generally speaking, I would not take a tell-all from somebody who's in a family with somebody else more seriously, just because, you know,
no.
that can get messy. It can get messy, but you know. Nevertheless, feel free to read it and tell us about all the juicy details. Ringo Starr is trending. It is his 80th birthday.
Damn.
HBD, Ringo.
Hey, man, someone who was just such a solid drummer, you know, letting
one
people
of the best,
a lot
of, right?
I remember I fell into the trap. Like, man, Ringo Starr can't even fucking play, man. Fucking all this regular shit. And then you're like, nah, he knew how to exist within those compositions and just give the rhythm where he had to. I'm not like the biggest Beatles fan, but I definitely give it up to Ringo Starr as a rock drummer. And it was funny, yesterday there was this thing like he was trending, or it said remembering Ringo Starr. I saw something. I was like, what the fuck happened? And
no.
It was like an image collection of Ringo Starr to celebrate his birthday tomorrow. I'm like, that is not a good way to title your Ringo Starr post.
Right. Remembering.
Like, yeah. Or like it was something, maybe it wasn't remember, it was just something along those lines. It was like, oh, he passed away and this is the first time I'm hearing about it. But no, he's alive.
Mm. And finally, student ban is trending. So ICE is trying to use the fact that students can't go to school in person to trap them.
Well, it's saying, hey, look, if you're an international student and the university you're enrolled in has gone to online only, then you must either transfer or leave the United States. And this, what's interesting is it's like ICE. Like, that was what was confusing to me, because I felt like that would be something like you'd think it would fall under like citizenship and immigration services. Like if they're taught. But apparently ICE has like a major stake in running the student visa program, the student and exchange visitor program. So that's why they're able to be like, yeah, nope, we're changing this because that's what we can do, which will be interesting because I'd imagine that it's just going to cause a lot of transfers. And I know some people will be like, well, all right. Do I go to, you know, Columbia and do I want my degree enough from Columbia where I will go home and study from abroad and use the internet to educate myself? Or is it about staying here? And I guess I will just be transferring. Either way, it's really fucked up. You'd think there'd be some kind of way to split the difference, like where a university can be like, we have something, so at least you can meet this criteria, so you don't have to leave the school. But more chaos. On top of already the thing that's happening now is Trump is trying to withdraw the United States from the World Health Organization. So it's all kinds of pullouts happening.
Yeah. It like this does seem like the inevitable next step, or one of the inevitable next steps, is that U.S. universities are no longer, like, I know, I think it's already happening in some cases, but they, that U.S. universities are no longer seen as like the most prestigious place to go to school. And
yeah, I'm just gonna assume Korea has all the good shit now.
I'm like, there you go.
Because I'm going off of like my 20th century like perception of a country. It's like, well, how good are the movies?
Right.
Okay, so then Korea is number one right now. Korea is number one country in the world.
There you go. All right, that is going to do it for today's episode. We hope you guys are staying safe out there. You can find us on Twitter at @Jack_O'Brien, and Miles, you're at Miles of Gray. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, thank you so much.
Hey. So, yeah, be kind to yourselves, be kind to each other, wash your hands, stay inside. Don't do nothing about systemic white supremacy, and we'll be back tomorrow with a whole nother episode. We'll talk to you then. Bye. Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.